starting to think about spring cleaning projects. Why not spring clean your finances? Joining us now, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. This is one of your favorite topics. This sounds familiar.
I know, because it makes so much sense, because it sort of gets you back in touch with your whole financial life. You know, it's tax time, and then it allows you to sort of go through what's in your drawers or in your electronic drawers, you know, those files that are floating around. So I like to call it shredder weather. It's kind of not exactly a rhyme. But you know what? When people always ask me this question, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it again. So how long do you have to keep your tax returns? Well, the IRS usually can audit a return within 3 years, but if they identify a substantial error, they may add additional years. It's usually no more than 6 years. So any tax return that's more than 6 years old, fire up your shredder, get rid of it. If it's electronic, make sure you're actually tossing it. If you work with a tax preparer, you want to ask, are they going to maintain electronic copies of the returns that are filed? If not, maybe you need to. And I think this is a really good place to start. And for me to emphasize once again, please invest in a shredder. I had a fight with someone at work once, and they were like, well, I don't want to pay $150 for a shredder. I'm like, oh, great. You know how much money the fraudster is going to make off of you if they just go through your garbage and find this stuff? So please be careful.
Jill, another round of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs set to go into effect on Wednesday. Last week, he put a 25% tariff on all auto imports. What's all this going to mean for our wallets?
I think you know, which is that car prices are likely to rise. Now, depending on the model, their estimates are anywhere between $3,000, $10,000, even $15,000 for the fancier imported models. Now, here's the thing. When you look at the United States right now and you say, okay, how many vehicles are actually imported? About half of all the vehicles sold here, we import. Also, 60% of the parts in vehicles that are actually assembled in the United States are imported. So that's the problem here. Now, if we look big picture, motor vehicles and parts, they account for about 4% of how much money we spend. So if we see a rise in the price of all vehicles and parts, I think that's probably reasonable to assume, we are likely to see that the inflation rate will start to tick up. Not huge. We're not going back to 9%, but could we get from a little bit below 3% to 3.5%? Absolutely.
Jill, thank you. That's CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us for Jill on Money.